Thank you for calling Trust Ledger Accounting. If you'd like to speak with payroll, please press 3. If you'd like to speak with Jim, please press 1. If you'd like...
Jim Graziano. Hello.
Hey, Jim, this is Megan. You do that to me every time, man. I thought it was your voicemail again. Oh, man.
Yeah.
You're killing me. All right. I'm doing good.
Getting ready to go on vacation.
I'm trying to wrap up everything, but, man, it's been crazy here today. It's been absolutely crazy. So I got your email, though. So are you saying that you don't want to go ahead with the loan right now, or you just won't have enough time to get the paperwork together?
Well, I'm waiting for my bank is one thing, which their terms are probably going to be better to deal with if I can get them to give me an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is I started looking at your application and then asked a whole bunch of questions about whether or not we do credit cards and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not quite sure what that's all about, other than the fact that are you guys a merchant servicer also?
We do that some. So we have a bunch of different kinds of loans. But one of the kinds of working capital that we do is we can run that loan through the credit card processor. It works really well for, like, gas stations and, retail kind of people that get a lot of business through their credit cards. Otherwise, if you don't have a lot of business through your credit card, it's just to, be able to show that revenue is coming in. But then we don't usually go that route unless it's, like I said, like a very high percentage of your business.
Yeah, no, it isn't. We have a company called PaySimple that we use. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Mm-mm.
They have it's a desktop product. We don't scan cards or anything, but we have customers that'll sometimes pay their tax payments with credit cards. We just put them into the system, and then every year it's already in the system. We don't have to do anything with it.
Yeah.
And then we've got other customers that have monthly bills with us, and we just, automatically debit their account every month.
Right.
And they handle all that, and it's real simple for us, reasonably inexpensive. We do probably 35%, 40% of our volume with
mm-hmm.
credit cards or debit cards or ACH payments.
Yeah, really, in your situation, your business, it wouldn't be beneficial for us or for you to, do a credit card type loan like that. But we would still want to show that revenue just so that we can, because then you're only showing maybe 35% or, I mean, I'm sorry, 75% or something of your business if you're only showing your bank statements, right? But just mostly to be able to qualify you guys more.
Yeah, the bank statement's where my credit goes. I mean, the credit cards get directly applied to my bank statement, so they'll be on my bank statement anyway.
Okay. Yeah, we just like to see that kind of direct correlation and see how many transactions are going through and things like that.
Okay. All right. Well, I will work on this some more over the next week, and hopefully by the end of the week, next week, I'll have it ready. And by that time, I hope to hear something from our bank as to what they're doing.
Sure, sure. Did you guys, apply for a line of credit with them or something?
Yes, we have.
Is that what you're kind of waiting for? Okay, but you don't have one yet. You're just waiting to see if they'll give
you
one.
No, I'm just waiting for it. Waiting,
sure.
Waiting.
Yeah, we hear that a lot with the local banks. So, all right, well, enjoy yourself the next week. I definitely will enjoy myself, and I'll talk to you when I get back.
Okay, where are you going?
Cabo.
Chicago?
No, Cabo San Lucas.
Cabo San Lucas, of course, yes.
Yeah.
Great place.
Lay on the beach. not think about alone.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Okay, terrific. We'll have fun.
All right, we'll do. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.